You are listening to the one and only Visionaries Wrestling Network, envisioning excellence and providing your perfect podcast experience.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, after much ado and consternation, welcome to View from the Top Rope. Episode 151. I am Chad, and I am not coming to you from Zeus's treehouse. No, I am in Texas, and I am coming to you from Atlas's Oasis. And I am joined once again remotely by my co-host.
Well, I am coming to you from Diesel's devastating dungeon. I could have swore that Chad just said constipation. Otherwise, we're lagging.
We could be lagging. That's a possibility.
So, update about the Dungeon of Doom. I killed all the ants. All the ants are dead.
Like it. They clearly succumb to the dungeon's devastating effects.
Sugar poison.
That's how you get them, baby. Take them down. All right. Well, let's just jump right into our first segment, which as always is, how's your week been, buddy? I guess, how's your 2 weeks been?
Yeah, it's been, a lot's happened in the last 2 weeks, actually. So, like, let's go all the way back to Thursday after we recorded episode 150. I was bored at work, and I decided I'm going to, like, listen to episode 50, then episode 100, then episode 150 to see how we've progressed. And if I had to pick a loser for all three of those episodes, it would be 150. But episode 50 was crazy. I forgot it was a three-parter for one. I forgot it was 4.5 hours long. It took me a whole entire work day to listen to it because I didn't just sit there and listen to it constantly. I had stuff I had to do. But, like, I thought for sure I'd get through episode 50 and 100 before, like, the day was over, but I did not. It was fun reliving me trolling you with fake high flyers. That was good stuff.
Not cool, man. It was not cool.
Then what else? So then I've made steak a couple times. I've broiled it, and it's turned out really, really nice. Both times, the first time I made top sirloin, which was really, really good. And then on Sunday, I made filet mignon, which was really, really good. I almost dropped an F-bomb there. And both times, I get these, like, hash brown things that kind of look like hash browns you get from McDonald's. They're in the freezer section, and then I pan fry them. And then I caramelize some onions. And then when they're all done, like, cooking, I throw some cheese on top of it, and then I top them with the onions, and they're really good. So I attempted at grilling, and I've never grilled before, so I bought my new grill, and I don't think I used enough charcoal because it just didn't get hot enough, and it didn't sustain. But, I mean, that's what happens. You live and you learn, you know.
And then you get loves.
Yep. What else? On Friday, this past Friday, me and Emily had a short little trip to Minnesota, and we stayed in Stillwater, which is right on the border of Wisconsin and Minnesota, like the LaCroix River or St. Croix River. I don't know why I said LaCroix. But anyways, that's a fizzy water.
But it is a fizzy water.
The St. Croix River, like, basically separates Wisconsin and Minnesota, and we were right on the St. Croix River. We stayed in this mansion, this bed and breakfast, that was built in 1881. So it's over 100 years older than both of us. It was pretty cool. And we traveled into Minneapolis before some crazy shit went down, but that's not this podcast. We're not talking about that. But I've never been to Minneapolis before. I thought it was a pretty cool big town. We went to IKEA. That was the whole purpose of the trip because they had, like, a curbside pickup thing going. And The Wisconsin and Illinois ones weren't, like, doing it right now. And Emily's been living out of boxes, and she needed a dresser. So we decided, oh, let's make a little trip out of it. So went to IKEA, picked up the stuff, and while we were in Minneapolis, we drove by – the IKEA's right next to the Mall of America. We would have went to the Mall of America, but it's not open right now.
So at least I can say that –
Yeah, at least I can say that I saw it, you know. But I got to see the Viking Stadium, which is pretty cool. Then we went to the Sculpture Garden. They have a big spoon with a cherry on it, and, like, it was actually pretty cool. Just there's a lot of bugs and stuff like that, but other than that, it was pretty cool. And then we came home Saturday and just kind of put together furniture. And, I binge-watched in the last 2 days. I binge-watched the first season of MasterChef.
Nice.
Never watched MasterChef before, but I'm in. I'm hooked. I'll watch them all now. And I like cooking shows, and I don't know why I never watched MasterChef, because I love Gordon Ramsay. But, yeah, so I'm in.
You know how much Allison and I love MasterChef, so you know. Can talk to me about all of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm completely through season one, and I'm about to start season two. I just finished the last round last night of season one. So what an underdog story that was.
I was going to say, who won season one? I don't remember back that far anymore.
It was Whitney.
Oh,
the 22-year-old girl. And the first episode, Gordon Ramsay said that she should come back next year because she's too young. I liked it. I was rooting for her.
Yeah, you always pick your favorites on that show real quick.
Yeah, I don't – I know a lot has happened since the last time we spoke. But I just can't really think. I'm trying to think if we made anything else interesting food wise. Sure we have. It's been a long time, but I'll quit jabbing my gums and let you tell me about your previous 2 weeks.
Oh, what a 2 weeks it's been for Chad. We'll address the elephant in the room right away. As you obviously high flyers all realize, we did not record last week. And no holiday, no family event, no angry girlfriend / fiance, no job / nothing else had ever stopped us in almost 3 years. But then my computer died. I mean, flat out died. Would not, it was on for a minute, and then it just would not turn on again. And it tried to boot up, and it would just shut down. So my computer died. So we couldn't record last week. Also, dealing with some family stuff with my fiance's family. That's actually why I'm in Texas. Besides that, I've been having a jolly time in Texas because it is, you know, they have a pool here. I called it Atlas's Oasis for a reason, because it is gorgeous here. Got a pool, and it's filled with booze and delicious food. We had Italiano's last night. It's a great Italian restaurant that delivers around here. Absolutely delicious. We had brats a couple nights ago. And just about every one of our meals, we have eaten in the pool at their table. And it's just so great. It is just so absolutely fantastic. Now, let's see. What else have I done besides that? I've watched the, you know, season 8 or episode 8 and episode 9 of Rick and Morty for season 4. And let me tell you, folks, episode 8, the Vat of Acid episode, might be my favorite Rick and Morty episode of all time. Honestly, I've said it before, and I'm sure I'll say it again. But that episode, it got me good. I absolutely loved it. And as for all the shit that people are giving episode or season 4 of Rick and Morty, I think it's absolutely fantastic. And I can't wait for the finale this week. And this last week's episode was absolutely hilarious with Rick actually effing a planet. And I mean that seriously. But besides that, I don't know. I don't got a lot else. I'm in Texas, not in Wisconsin.
I remembered more stuff.
All right. You can talk some more then.
Last Wednesday, when we didn't record, it actually worked out pretty good for me because it was my and Emily's 1 year anniversary.
Good thing you remembered to mention that.
Yep. Well, I was going to talk about it last week, you know, but yeah, it seems like it's been longer than a week, to be honest with you. But we had some Culver's because that's where we had our first date. Our original plan, like months ago, we planned on like actually going back to that Culver's and having dinner there, but quarantine wouldn't let us, so we could still pick it up. So we ate it at home. We exchanged gifts. I got her, she likes anatomical hearts, like jewelry, not the like heart jewelry. So for Christmas, I got her one of those necklaces, and so I got her another one, but the one for Christmas was silver, and this one was actually red, so it looked more like a real heart. So she loved that. I also bought her, well, it was for both of us, it was a set of steak knives. I had them engraved with our initials and the date of our first date. And then she got me a big, like, portrait picture of all 50 states. And what you do is you put, like, every time you visit a state, you take a picture, and then you put a picture shaped of that state in the spot where the state is, and then eventually it creates this giant collage of just places we've been and pictures and memories from that place. And that I thought was a really, really cool gift. And she bought it before we were supposed to go on our trip in March. So she had plans and like filling it even more than it's filled, but life got in the way. We didn't go, but
we got to add Minnesota this past weekend.
That's what I was saying. We didn't. We haven't added it yet, but I mean, we're gonna be adding it pretty soon. So, yeah, that was all I have to say.
I mean, on that note, I should remember to also mention that yesterday was Allison's birthday, and we celebrated here in Texas. So, all you high flyers out there, you can tell Allison a late happy birthday.
You know what's funny?
What?
This podcast is sandwiched in between Allison's and Emily's birthday.
What do you mean? Because, oh, Emily's birthday is tomorrow?
Yes.
There we go. Now I get it. Now I get it. Okay, but on that note, let's wrap up section one, which was, how our weeks have been? Let's move on to section number two. I don't know why I'm calling them sections this week, folks. Just get over it. Section two is t-shirt time. All right, Diesel, what you rocking this week?
This week I got one of my coolest shirts, I think. It's my Fiend, like old Bray Wyatt skull lantern shirt that glows in the dark, and that makes it so much more cool because it glows in the dark. And I thought the Fiend was kind of like stagnant for a while, but he's back in my good graces. And I know a couple weeks ago you watched that promo for Money in the Bank when he was working out.
Hilarious. Like getting ready to launch Showman. Fantastically hilarious. I now know
it might have been the best thing that he's ever done.
I now know how to kill a Sasquatch. It's science.
It might be the best thing he's ever done.
Without question. Without question, best thing he's ever done.
Yeah, so I'm wearing my Fiend shirt tonight.
I like it. So because we missed an episode last week, I think this is probably, since we started actually just full on doing t-shirt time, this is probably at most the second time this has ever happened, but I'm not wearing a t-shirt. I am wearing my On Vacation party shirt. It's my button down. It's got flowers on it. And it kind of look like flamingos or guns or something. I don't know. I bought it like 3 years or 2 years ago when we went to Punta Cana. And since then it's become my like vacation shirt. This is the shirt I wear when I'm on vacation.
Fun fact, that is a button-up.
What'd I say?
You said button-down.
Dude, button-up, button-down, they're the same damn thing.
No, they're not. There's a difference.
What's the difference?
The difference is a button down, you button down the collar.
Damn it.
That's the difference.
I was really hoping there was buttons on the collar and I just didn't have them buttoned down so I could just throw it in your face that you were still wrong, but fine. Whatever. That will wrap up T-shirt time. Next we go to segment numero three. This is where you get all the happenings and goings-ons for your favorite podcast in this entire freaking world we live in. They cover everything from pro wrestling to podcasting itself, to UFC, to video games, to MMA, to Dungeons & Dragons. I mean, I could talk all day, but I won't, because I'll instead lead you into Visionaries Wrestling Network News. All right, Diesel. Kick us off with your portion of the news.
All right, as always, we're starting out with Magnificent Matt Willis at the Matt Attack UK. And his news for this week is this coming Saturday sees Game Junkies with a Z return with one of their biggest shows ever. Matt and Alex discuss what they've been playing before sitting down for a chat with Mark Ripley and Matt Spall from Branching Narrative, who are the creators of one of the most popular indie games featured at EGS last year. That game being Death Trap Dungeon. Listen in, it's the best Game Junkies yet.
Yeah, can't wait for that one. We were looking forward to that one for a while. They've been teasing it, if you will.
And then also, this Sunday sees the long-awaited return of What You Talking About, Willis? Matt and James finally reunite to discuss many topics and subjects across this episode. It's good to be back. We apologize for the slight audio issues during this episode. Should be okay, though. How did he know we were going to have slight audio issues during this episode?
I don't know. Sometimes Matt might be able to see the future. Who knows?
Oh, he's talking about his episode. Got it.
Oh, there we go. That makes more sense.
Well, maybe he spread audio issues to us. Way to go, Matt. Thanks.
They just think, okay, we should be able to do this together again.
It's been a couple months. Weird. It's crazy.
It's been far too long since the last time.
We got Mags All Pods at Dej Kirkby. 5 rounds. UFC is now back in full flow, even during the current pandemic. This weekend, from the Apex Center, we get UFC Fight Night Woodley vs. Burns. Listen to what the Kirkbys think of the show on Tuesday. What easy names to say. And while we watch, talented writer and blossoming podcaster Simon Powell talks to Megs about his love of wrestling and his writing. And finally, we have Band from Ringside.
Band from Ringside.
They got a new theme song, sung by Chad. This week, the boys review the Double or Nothing card and its fallout. In addition, they talk Wednesday Night Wars and the latest installment of the NXT Do-Over series. It's available every Friday on the Visionaries Running Network and on all your major podcasting platforms. Be sure to listen, share, subscribe.
Damn right. It is an absolute wonderful, wonderful podcast to check out. So for my portion of the news, as always, we will start out with the MGB Wrestling Podcast. Hold on 1 second, folks. I'm trying to do many things at once. Once again, you know me, always screwing around and not doing things the way I should be doing them. All right. For the MGB Wrestling Podcast, MGB will be interviewing Mr. Gator, the owner of Primetime Pro Wrestling this week. So tune into that to hear, you know, what it is like running a promotion. For the Good Cop, Bad Cop Wrestling Podcast, Graham and Matt return for a regular episode this coming Friday with the good, the bad, the unsure, and whatever other stuff they do for the week. Because, you know, they do a great podcast. Let's see. I'm still, don't worry, folks. My podcast, both will be coming out very soon. My solo podcast that I'll be doing. Life just kind of got in the way for me. And so they just haven't happened yet. So don't worry. Still on the docket. I won't forget. I feel like next week we can really start back up the Midwestern Wrestling Roundup, though. Because stuff is going to start coming back in the Midwest. But this week, I don't think I have anything for it. Do you?
Nope. Things are starting to slowly be announced. But, like, I know, all I know of is on June 26th at the Ranch Garden Pub in Rubicon, Wisconsin, we're having Fight Night, which is Frozen Tundra Wrestling. And I think that we should maybe try to attend that because it's been a long time since we've been wrestling, a long time since we've been to Rubicon. I like the Ranch Grubbin' Pub. And I saw on Facebook Dysfunction Challenge Simon Says Duncan's match. So I'm in.
Well, I am also in then. But yeah, as I said, next week we will make sure to get back the Midwest Wrestling Roundup so that you know what shows you should be going to in this wonderful Midwestern area. And we can just really start trying to promote all the great promotions around here. View from the Top Rope News or Visionaries Global Media News?
I don't have any. Do you have any?
No, I was basically me asking you if you had any. I still plan on going forward with the rebrand here in 4 days to 5 days. How many days are there in May? Whatever. Yes, the rebrand is still going forward. I hopefully will have, as I said, I'm coming back on Friday to Wisconsin View Diesel, so I'll be trying to send you some stuff over so we can hammer out those final few details about this rebrand, but still in the works, folks, and it's going to happen.
Okay, sounds great. I'm excited.
Any other news, then, that we have for the week? Oh, Caden, I keep forgetting to promote Caden Uncaged. I'm an idiot. Caden has been dropping episodes weekly. He's been back for the past 3 weeks, and I have to apologize because I forgot to drop it, episode 29 this past Monday. That is my fault. So I apologize to all of you wonderful Caden Uncaged fans. But make sure you're checking him out weekly on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. This past episode, they did a drunken watch-along of Money in the WWE's Money in the Bank 2020. And so you know the fun and frivolity that probably occurred during that episode. So check it out. But that is all the news I think there is, Ben. Cool. Well, make sure you are like, commenting, sharing, and subscribing to all of these wonderful podcasts on all of the wonderful podcast networks you can find them. That is from Stitcher to Spotify to SoundCloud to iHeartRadio to Podknife to Podable to Apple Podcasts to Google Play to so, so many others. I mean, honestly, just type in Visionaries Wrestling Network for one more week. You'll find us on a podcasting platform you enjoy. If you don't, hit us up on Twitter at VizWrestleNet. And you know what? We'll get out of that podcasting platform for you. If you would like to join the Visionaries Wrestling Network, soon to be Visionaries Global Media, you can hit us up on our Gmail, which is currently still visionarieswrestlingnetwork@gmail.com. But that'll also be changing. But for one more week, hit that one out. I don't think I have anything else. So that's all the news that is fit to print. I know, folks, usually we'd go into your questions right now. We have your questions and everything like that, and we want to answer them. But at this time, we are experiencing some pretty bad audio issues, which you have heard through this episode. And Diesel and I tried to do some recording of the questions, but it wasn't the show that we would give you guys. It wasn't our banter. It wasn't anything. There's just too much of a lag right now. So Diesel and I have decided that we're going to call this episode for the week. I will be back in Wisconsin next week, and we will be back to our regular scheduled programming after that. And we just thank you, High Flyers, so much for all sticking through with us. But so I guess, I know you're not here, Channing, but, you know, in honor of everything, Channing, hit that final sound effect so we can go to our final thoughts. All right, Diesel. That's a lot earlier than we thought it would be, but that sound means it's time for your final thoughts. What do you got?
Well, as I mentioned just a little bit ago, tomorrow is Emily's birthday. So I definitely have to wish her a happy birthday on this podcast. And
happy birthday, Emily.
And I will be sure to tell her you said happy birthday as well. I took the day off of work, and we're going to start hanging stuff up on the walls, like art-wise and stuff like that tomorrow. We're making some chicken parmesan, which is delicious. It's one of my favorite meals, one of her favorite meals. You can't go wrong there. It's just going to be a good all-around day. And I don't really have much more to say for final thoughts. It's just it's as hot here in Wisconsin as it is for you in Texas, which is crazy. But it's only May.
Hey, man, as I always say, the Midwest, we get the best of the best and the worst of the worst. We get the hottest of the hots and the coldest of the colds. Doesn't matter. We just – why do we live there?
Okay, well, I'm done with my final thoughts. What do you got?
My final thoughts for the evening, once again, just reiterate that – sorry, High Flyers, that this is not – for the past 2 weeks, we haven't given you what we have done for you for so long. Please stick with us. We'll be back. You know we will. It'll all get better. But I'm going to enjoy my last day and a half here in Texas. And then I'm going to enjoy the 16-hour car ride back. Because we drove down here, and we're driving back.
Whose car did you take?
Oh, well, Travis and Emily, the Allison's sister and brother-in-law, they drove down or drove up to Wisconsin, so we brought their car back, and we're going to rent a car and take it up.
Cool, cool.
We get to go to the executive lot to pick it out. Kind of excited. We're going to get a nice one.
Nice.
All right.
So, we'll take her home?
Yeah, Diesel. Social media stuff. One final apology from you because we suck right now, and that we can get on out of here.
And we're sorry. We feel like we let you guys down, but we wouldn't be doing any more justice if we would try to answer these questions. And so, it's again, final apology, but to take her home. So, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram by searching View from the Top Rope Official. YouTube is View from the Top Rope. You can follow me on Twitter @Diesel_BFTR. Follow Chad on Twitter @ViewFromTopRope. You can send your questions that we're going to answer next week if we have to, but to @ViewFromTopRope, or you can send it to our Gmail if you really want to, which is aviewfromtoprope@gmail.com.
I'm going to tell everyone right now, no question limits next week. I don't care. Screw it.
Well, you just dug your own grave, sir. But anyways, for what seems to be the final time, I'm going to give the Visionaries Wrestling Network credentials, and you can give us a follow on Twitter. Be sure to do it real quick because it's going to be changing at VizWrestleNet. You can send us your podcast to VisionariesWrestlingNetwork@gmail.com. I mean, that email address will probably still exist, but we won't be checking it anymore. So get your podcast in before Monday.
I'll still check it, but I mean, you know how well I check my emails anyways. So
you can follow us on Facebook at Visionaries Wrestling Network on Facebook. And you can still listen to all our podcasts all in the same places, such as Apple Podcasts, Google Play, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Podknife, Podable, and you know the drill.
Just so many others. Once again, thank you, wonderful High Flyers out there, for sticking with us through this. We'll be back next week, full strength, ready to go, to entertain you all. Once again, yeah, question limit gone for next week. And just, you know, if you really think about it, I might be digging my own grave, but really I'm giving them all a chance to prove to me that I don't have to put limits on things.
If you say so. I'll be sure to drop off the shovel in front of Zeus's treehouse because social distancing and all. But you're digging your own grave.
Well, thank you for that wonderful little allegory illusion or whatever the hell you want to call it right there. But as always, I have been Chad. He's been Diesel. I've been here in Texas in Atlas's Oasis. Diesel's been over there in Diesel's devastating Dungeon of Doom.
Great.
Nice. I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure if I got it right this time.
Yeah, you nailed it.
Oh, right. Finally got it. But on that note, this has been the absolutely, honestly, shortest episode ever of this podcast. Please tune in next week. We'll be back. We'll be back to our normal glory. And we love all of you so much. But as always, remember to climb up high and enjoy the view from the top rope.